News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Fans eagerly counted down the days. Taylor Swift's album, The Life of a Showgirl, is officially out. The album, of course, broke records for the most pre-saves on Spotify at 5 million saves. But does it live up to the hype? Joining us now is News Talk's own Taylor Swift superfan, Kathleen Kane. Kathleen, you've been up all night, no doubt, listening to Taylor Swift. What did you make of it?
Morning, Ciara. The alarm went off at 6 and it does not disappoint.
Really?
Listen, the reviews have spoken for themselves. BBC, Rolling Stone, all 5 out of 5. And I'm not surprised. I'm going to hedge my bets on it. It's the biggest album yet. It's the 12th studio album. Obviously, it was written when Taylor was during her Eras tour, when she was on the European leg, which is quite a feat. She played 149 shows across 21 cities. And look what she's produced. She's produced an incredible album that I think is one for the ages.
Does it reflect the new era, you know, the Eras tour, but the new era of Taylor Swift? Because obviously she's always written about her life and her loves and her breakups and her relationships. And now she is engaged to be married. Now she's in a whole new zone. Does that come across in this album, do you think?
I do. I think that she has finally accepted her success in this album. I think it's evident in The Life of a Showgirl that was just played there. It's written through the perspective of Sabrina Carpenter, which is quite interesting. At the beginning, Taylor Swift argues that Sabrina Carpenter shouldn't enter the industry because it's a poison chalice. And at the end, she plays out with Sabrina Carpenter joining her on the Eras tour. She has now decided she is the man. She's the man of the music industry. And that comes across through every song here. And I really think this is her big hitter. And I think she has now realised that.
Are you saying that, I mean, she is probably the biggest pop star in the world. I don't think that Beyonce or anyone else can probably touch her in terms of sales. I don't think anyone can touch her in terms of sales. So are you saying she's now owning that in a way that maybe before there was a bit of defensiveness? Because, people take pot shots, including Donald Trump, at Taylor Swift all the time. But are you saying she's got nothing left to prove and she's owning that status now?
That's what I think. There's a song on the album, Father Figure. And in Father Figure, she's more or less saying, I'll get the bill before it hits the mahogany stain. And she's saying, I've got the bill. I've got the money. I've made the albums. I've got the success. Nobody needs to worry about it. I'm the man here.
We're going to have a listen to another one of the tunes. This one is Elizabeth Taylor. I cry, eyes dry. Is that about the same kind of theme that, like, obviously Elizabeth Taylor was huge and it's about being that woman at, you know, on the top of your game and the world looking at you, but also giving out about you? Is that what? I have no idea what this is about because I did not start listening to it at 6 o'clock this morning.
No, it is. And there's a line in it where she references Cartier. And Cartier was famously sold at the auction, an auction of Elizabeth Taylor's possessions in 2011. And she says that she wouldn't take the Cartier, and then she says, maybe I will. She can have the Cartier now.
She could probably buy the company that is Cartier if she wanted.
100%. But I think this is a reflection of her success.
Yeah.
And I think it's a stick it to the man.
Pairing back the themes and the thematic, and I know she does write about life and her life. Are there banging tunes? I mean, people will want to know that too, because in fairness
there
to her,
banging
that's
tunes.
Why she's the big artist that she is.
This is the first album I've heard from Taylor Swift where one after the other, it's banging tunes. There's no sad, introspective song on this. And it was written with Max Martin, the Swedish producer who is famously known for Blinding Lights with The Weeknd and Baby One More Time with Britney Spears. And listen, none of us have forgotten those songs. And I think with this album, Elizabeth Taylor, Ruin the Friendship, Life of a Showgirl, The Fate of Ophelia, they're songs that we're not going to forget for a very, very long time.
Very interesting that there's no sad tunes. And maybe that just reflects on where she's at in her life.
There's sadness in the lyrics, but there's no sadness in the melodies.
All right. Look, I've no doubt that it's going to be huge. There's just absolutely no question. Thank you for that, Kathleen Kane. Do let us know this morning here on the show before we go. Are you excited? Have you listened to it, downloaded it already, or what do you make of it all? I did laugh, Shane, during the whole Oasis thing. People were saying that the Oasis tour was middle-aged men's era's tour, which made me smile to myself.
Yeah.
I thought there was some validity to it.
I'm looking forward to listening to it non-stop.
I bet you will be listening.
We'll probably all be in our houses
listening to it.
Loads of people getting in touch about ads from their childhood, Harriet Dunn included. Ciara, Shane, the best ad had to be Cadbury's Smash Potatoes with the aliens, tin robots showing what earthlings eat, rolling around laughing at the humans on Earth mashing potatoes.
Get smash.
Yep. Yeah, it was good.
Hi, Ciara and Shane. Hi, how's Sean in BlackRock? On the old ads, how about Sally O'Brien and the way she might look at you? And you can fry an egg on those stones if you had an egg. I know.
You could certainly sing a pint of harp.
If you had a pint of harp.
Yeah, that was kind of a classic.
No one has come up with, but I think it needs an honourable mention. Who's taking the horse to France? That should be there.
You can put a bit of butter on the spoon.
The sexual tension in the Kerrygold ads was
crackling.
Cut it with a knife.
Tension, yeah. Just a message regarding the old ads. I remember back in the 90s, an ad for HB Ice Cream featuring a wind-up doll, and the song in it was Every Day by Buddy Holly. It was so lovely, but I've struggled to find evidence of its existence. Does anybody else remember it? I don't
either, and forgive me. Oh, the Guinness surfing ad. I was about 10 years old, too young to drink and didn't surf. But I remember the ad and the music. I'll search for it when I get home later.
What did Christy Moore say? I could never figure out how the man got up on the surfboard after 20 pints of stout.
Yeah, that was... Did I never figure out how the man stayed up on the surfboard after 20
pints? That's what I just said.
You did. You didn't sing a chain.
No, I was saying it like
I wish we had voice notes. You need to get braver, News Talk Breakfast listeners.
Big thanks to our team, researchers Alan Kenny, Mia Sherwood, producers Dara Faulkner, Aisling Lynch, senior producer Helena O'Toole, editor Aisling Moore, and Cormac McDonough on
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.